Jackanoid Paralope is a mission-driven media company. Check out more of our podcasts at jackanoidparalope.com. Jackanoid Paralope!
The essential role of the artist is to be able to see what's unseen.
The role of the artist can vary, but principally, I think it's about cultivating the imaginary.
Being a creative puts you back in touch with what it means to be a human. And there's so much in the world right now that kind of seeks to strip us of our humanity.
From Jackanoid Paralope, this is Artist Led, a podcast about artists who have moved beyond the proverbial studio to lead efforts around systems change and community well-being. The first episode of this season, Guides on the Ground, introduced listeners to the key players and concepts surrounding this work and the sector of community development investment. This episode, we'll hear excerpts from a conversation between show host Nathaniel Cresson and Penelope Douglas, the co-founder of Culture Bank, an initiative that's reimagining how artists can help communities and investors think differently about how resources flow.
So let's dive in to make sure that we capture what we need from you for this product. So why don't we start with the hardest question first. What's your name and what do you do in life?
My name is Penelope Douglas, and I am an artist. I'm a social entrepreneur. I'm a community investor, and I'm an athlete and a lover of nature.
What originally drew you to working and thinking systemically about connecting art with communities, and how has your focus evolved over time?
It's a great question. What originally drew me to this was a deep sense of frustration after a long time period as the CEO of a community development finance institution, a CDFI. The frustration was regarding how it appeared to me then, as it appears to me now, that, you know, trillions of dollars, literally, of very well-intentioned capital were moving into community development investment, and yet the system, the what I would call the arrangement, because I like that word, and it comes from a friend who runs a beautiful design studio, thinks about systems as arrangements. The arrangement we have clearly creates the wrong effect. It creates an unintended effect. It's either that, or it's that they're the powerful forces that continue to want to marginalize a large portion of our neighbors and communities is just continuing to keep marginalizing them. And so that combination of forces, arrangements, and systems, to me, had continued to keep capital from doing its best work. And I got very frustrated by that. And so as someone who is also an artist, I had the great good fortune of being given some space and time to think about this question through two residencies. I just decided to turn the lens of an artist onto the question and look at it from an artist's perspective. At that time, there weren't a lot of people in my world, and I don't think there were a lot of people in various institutional or academic settings who were really thinking as deeply as perhaps we all should have been about how it is that perhaps we've completely undervalued the importance of both culture and artists as central to a more productive form of equitable community investment.
So you kind of walked right into the next one, which is you're basically, by taking that lens of, you know, your background at the CDFI and applying an artist lens to what's possible. And I love that word arrangement too, because it makes it feel temporary. It feels like agreed upon. And if it's not serving us, we can agree to something else.
You can also see an arrangement. Like, you can see an arrangement of chairs, an arrangement of, you know, where a system is like, I can't see it. What is a system? I can't see it.
It feels like the claustrophobic, like the headphones we were talking about before we started. So you're basically looking to shift those arrangements in one way or another and create better outcomes that are more shared by people. Thinking through the way that artists, and I'm kind of rephrasing the question here, but thinking through how artists can be the empowered people to think through these different investment models, create positive change in communities. In real world terms, what is actually changing those arrangements look like? What's it going to take to be successful, and who stands to benefit, and what's standing in the way? It's a small question, I know.
Yeah, I think it requires a much longer term view of investment. So one thing that it looks like is a serious and radical change of investors' mindsets towards committing themselves to capital that needs to work for a much longer period of time. It's, you know, much more diverse capital. It's coming from a variety of different small and large sources, so that capital is understood to be a type of energy that needs to be more unified. And unification to me means that if you have a dollar and I have $1 million, we're tied together through our common purpose, and your dollar is as valuable as my million, in the sense that it ties us together and that we're invested for the same time period, for the same outcome. We more or less have learned how to have a culture that believes in all the different holistic ways in which we believe in science. We believe what science is for. And if we could think of artists as sort of the scientists of culture, and understand that they don't play one role, they don't do one thing, but they are to be valued and invested in for both radical experimentation as well as very simple methodologies that are sort of guiding on the ground kinds of methods and approaches, that artists are critical thinkers. They're very cagey utilizers of resources. In other words, they really are the scientists of culture. So if we were futurists and we could imagine what that future would look like, where we'd kind of created a culture for the scientists of culture, then I think we would, that's part of what this better future would look like for me in terms of how artists play a central role. Our design team is trying to exemplify that by choosing a bond, use a familiar structure, but innovating at all the kind of approaches. So the artist is a central actor, a social change artist as a key decision maker, the decision makers, artists as investors, artists as technical assistance providers, artists as borrowers.
Really what you're talking about is kind of this multifaceted thing where everybody has creativity in them, but just for the sake of simplicity, you're talking about getting non-artists to trust artists to articulate the thing out of all possibilities and all arrangements that exist or could exist, getting artists to be the ones who articulate the thing and be the drivers to keep that momentum going and think through execution. Is that a fair way to echo back what you're kind of talking about?
It's certainly a key part of it. I mean, I think the other part of it that I was trying to articulate is that we also need to embrace and invest in artists as highly valued experimenters, just as we do scientists. I mean, a lot of experimentation doesn't work, it fails. And so I think that's another really important component of what I'm describing it would look like.
I think that's important because if you marry, and this is going back to capitalism a little bit, if you marry success to financial return all the time, then you lose out on deeper meaning. That said, we're working in a financial sector. We're talking about reimagining what bonds can do. So the right. Return is an inherent part of it.
I think that we have not allowed artists to be, again, to be in the central conversation about how to design a kind of evaluation process that would give us a broader opportunity to understand some of the less visible impacts, both positive and negative, but hopefully some of them are very positive. And again, back to time, we also, particularly in the realm of artistic-led efforts, including creative placemaking, we haven't really considered it over enough time. It would be really a good thing if all of the academic institutions around the country who position their centers for art and health, or art and health and thriving communities, of which there are several now, if we had some kind of an operating system approach to proliferating two or three common methodologies for measuring kind of output and impact and eventually outcomes that are not reliant on the health-centered body of work, but are really truly cross-sectoral in terms of how those are designed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're tackling it. You're, as I like to say about a lot of things in life these days, you're taking a big bite of the cookie, you know, yeah. So it takes time to chew. You kind of are grabbing at changing minds to create better arrangements and saying, yes, we need to figure out what metrics actually are useful in this. You're also asking people to think more long-term, like changing investors' mindset, because long-term is the way that we're going to see the actual outcomes. And I have this next question here, which is, how would you articulate the role of the artist, the role of the citizen, and the role of the human? Obviously, in your answer, there are nuances and crossovers between them. But really, that seems to be at the core of making the case to get this change of thinking. So really, it's about what could be the contribution of the artist in each of these roles.
Yeah. The essential role of the artist is, as you have already said, is to be able to see what's unseen. It's to be, if at its core, it's to invite us to understand that creativity is an essential part of our humanity, and to be an illuminator of not just the unseen, but also the barely seen, or the difficult issue or conflict that might be suppressed, even though it's been seen. And so it's that role as illuminator. I also think the critical role of the artist, barring anything else, is as an essential guide on the ground. It's the idea that there are many legs to the race, and in some of the familiar arrangements of community investment, if all we do is ensure that an artist is the guide on the ground for the leg of the race for which that artist is essential, and that they are participating directly in the decisions that matter to the race, then that will be a big step.
So I'm actually going to ask you about the pilot projects, because I think it'd be helpful to get you teeing them up. So thinking through those, that lens of David's three questions, you know, who are the borrowers, what's the money being used for, and how will repayment happen? How would you tee up each of these projects, and what's the kind of gap, what's the focus that they're seeking to resolve?
Okay. Well, the gap is the same. It's a missing market, and the missing market is the one which in which community investment values artists highly in every single opportunity. So every community investment values artists highly. So that's the missing market. But in terms of getting there, there are a lot of steps along the way. And for us, you know, each of the pilot projects is using a familiar structure, in the sense that each is using, we're designing a bond for each. A community bond, which simply signifies that it's more closely held and that it can be issued and utilized by and for a community. Let's see, starting with Ash Studios in Dallas, it's a very familiar project in the best possible ways, in that it is intended to be, it will be designed as a bond, a community bond. The use of the capital will be for Ash Studios to be able to build on top of, in the figurative sense, a beautiful, long trusted community space that has spread culture out into the community of South Dallas, particularly for young people and other others to use their creativity for their well-being. The project will be the will build living and working space for artists right at Ash Studios, so that the embedding of artists and their work into the idea of this place that's for the health of its community is even more deeply realized. The real innovation in this project is the fact that this is a 100% artist vision, artist led, artist inspired, artist invested bond. The repayment stream in this case is fairly easy to articulate, because it will be the revenue stream that's generated from the housing and space that's built. So it's a development on top of land that's owned by the family of one of the two artists. In the case of Urban Health Plan, this is a thriving, mature, federally qualified health center and community organization structured as a C3. The purpose, again, familiar structure, a community bond. In this case, because of the resources that Urban Health Plan has already been able to garner and its relationships with various types of diverse funders, and importantly, the incredibly innovative way in which Urban Health Plan has already embedded artists deeply into its culture as a place for health and well-being for its community members. Artists are always there. Urban Health Plan has fully committed itself to the concept of social prescribing. It actually utilizes social prescribing as a methodology. It is the payor for those who are prescribed art or other activities for their health and well-being. And the vision of Paloma and Debbie is really where some of the innovation comes in. So it's to even more deeply involve artists as decision makers, as community investors, and as the activators of a space that's currently just right almost next to their existing space in the Bronx and that is lying sort of defunct, and that they want to activate to kind of make the overt statement about artists and arts and culture as embedded in their plans for health. The other interesting innovation in terms of the sources of capital and uses of capital at the moment anyway is that the design is intended to mirror a little bit something that was done out here with a major funder. And if we can find the right funders, the design is essentially that the grant-making side of the organization puts out the, there will be community investors and there'll be an institutional investor or two, and the institutional investors putting their capital to work. The community investors are putting smaller dollars to work for interest rate and returns. The larger investors, however, are actually going to, are thinking in a radical way in terms of paying their own social capital back through the use of their endowment. So you let you keep your, let your endowment, your own foundation's endowment be a repayment stream for the social impact bond that you've put out to create the social outcomes that you're looking for. And last but not least, Copaic, in Copaic New York Place is the, again, using the familiar, but the innovations here are two. One is, again, a gifted artist is leading a strategy that encompasses agriculture, indigenous wisdom and a deep relationship with the Mohican tribe, and has been thinking as an artist only can about this question of a human's interaction with the wild and how we can kind of consider it in a more real form, as opposed to sort of this imagining of ourselves as being able to live either solely to nurture the land or solely separate from the land, but instead, how are we really with the land in a wild place? Eventually also building housing, but starting in terms of uses of the capital for the bond with regenerating the land. So starting with the agricultural purposes first. And the another part of the innovation here is the repayment stream, which Bradley hopes will be from cost savings that come from an emergency fund for that rural area that would be mitigated by purposes of the social benefits of the regenerative agriculture.
What's really jumping out at me, and this kind of, I think, probably is something that you already have in your mind and are just waiting for somebody with a whole lot of money to catch on to, is that we're talking about bonds, which is a proven model and so ubiquitous, even artists know what a bond is. You're talking about using a bond to create a new arrangement. And I like that marriage of like, we have a bond and therefore we have an arrangement. So, and you're using these familiar mechanisms, proven kind of like business paths, like whether it's a residence with affordable housing, whether it's a healthcare center, whether it's agriculture that's sustainable that helps mitigate emergency susceptibility, to prove the efficacy of artists as drivers within these models. So you're basically saying it's all familiar, and we're going to create these three pilot projects to prove that artists can do this too, and not only do this too, but also figure out ways of doing the familiar that is unfamiliar, which kind of speaks to the whole title of this thing, which is, you know, making strange, defamiliarization.
Right. You got it. And if you had asked me a year ago whether I thought this would be what we'd be doing, I would have said, now we're going to do something much more radical, you know. But I think what's been really, really important and iterative is we have all these other things that are ideated, which we can keep in a library and a toolbox to bring out at other times. But the other thing that I think is really important about this, it's that juxtaposition that you just described so beautifully. I don't need to say it again. But it's also positioning itself. Well, the way I used to think about this a lot would be if everyone in this room of funders could shift just this much, you know, that's actually a lot. I have that picture in my mind all the time, which is literally it's a picture of people looking this way and then everybody turns, you know, just over, oh my God, look what's over here. And so it's a little bit about the familiar acting in ways in which it even surprises itself. You know, it's sort of like, oh, look what just happened. That wasn't supposed to happen, but that's kind of good that that happened.
The uncut version of this interview is available on the Jackanoid Paralobe Substack channel. Please take a moment to rate this show, smash that follow button, and leave any thoughts or ideas in the comments. We do read them. If you're hungry for more stories that dwell on the intersection of creativity, community, and social good, visit jackanoidparalobe.com to explore our full catalog of shows. For exclusive access to bonus content, subscriber perks, and advanced looks at new releases, join the Jackanoid Paralobe community on Substack.